I am 46 years old. I work as a registered nurse for a woman's clinic, and I was born in Mexico.
I'm 61. Right now, I'm working part-time being a caregiver. I hadn't planned on being an additional caregiver because my parents just recently passed, and I had said I was just going to go and get an office job.
My identity is less about specific to being a lesbian than it is to just all of the other conditions of my life, which to me is progress of how we've come of age.
I am 49 years old. I working in the county. I was born in Vietnam. My parents is born in China. Actually, I'm Chinese.
I am 56 years old.
I'm 48. I was born in Iran. I was 10 years old when I came to this country.
I'm 55 years old. I was born in the Philippines. I was 22 when I came here.
I'm slower than I used to be. It takes a little longer to get up out of the bed.
I remember asking my mom, "Mom, when did you start going into menopause?" Mm. And she brushed me off. And I said, "And what was it like?" "Well, I don't want to talk about it." That was not good.
A little bit of lack of sleep, which that was very new for me because I love to sleep.
The biggest physical change is I've lost my waistline. I feel chunkier, and it seems no matter what I do, it's chunkier.
I have noticed that in the last year that I feel more tired, that I don't have the energy that I used to have, and that I'm sometimes not as patient as I used to.
My sexual appetite changed, and the biggest impact menopause has had on me was on my relationship with my husband. There was something different about me, and he kept saying, "You're not the same person I know." You're not, and I couldn't identify why I wasn't that person anymore.
I find myself at times like a teenager, not really being sure of who I am. Who is this new person at this age?
I'm very easy to get short temper.
For me, living independently and living by myself, dealing with care providers coming in and helping me get up and dressed for the day, and it can be a challenge.
Emotionally, well, I'm in a grieving process, so I don't expect to be really, you know, like I was when my parents were alive. But overall, I'm a positive person.
But one girlfriend in particular, a best friend that we've been friends since we were 15 years old. Well, two, actually, and we both have been friends since high school. And those are the two that I generally turn to.
I would say the things that cause me more stress now than 10 years ago would be money issues. You know, as you get older, you're trying to plan for your retirement.
I always have these dreams of when I'm 50, I was going to retire and sail around the world and go on all these vacations. But it's hard these days. You have to keep working.
I feel like I bring so much more to the workforce now than I ever did before. And I find that it actually, my age is a negative factor in getting work.
One of the decisions I made when I got to midlife was that I wanted all of my health providers to be female. Remembering some of the remarks male doctors made to me when I would go in for a female-related problem, it was almost as though they were just brushing me off sometimes.
I don't have a problem having my provider understand me better and the changes that are going on with my body. What I do have difficulty with is how much are they really listening to what I'm saying.
I am a caregiver. I am actually a caregiver for my father. He has some memory loss, and he is physically, you know, compromised, and he's not walking too much, and he's not doing too many things.
I was kind of felt guilty that when my parents were at that age, I was not there that much. because of distance and, you know, I had to kind of, when they were really sick, fly there and then come back, realizing they're not there yet, that something can happen anytime, but I have to come back.
In our culture, in African-American culture, the young people would go to the grandparents and talk about things. Well, now because of technology, the young people are on Facebook and on their texting and in their Twitter, so they're not coming to the grandparents.
Usually in Chinese, women, we work harder.
Well, in Poland, I see that women there tend to go take care of themselves actually more.
I've always said that because I am so many generations away from being from Mexico, we're treated different. As far as you don't know what side you really belong on. It's taken me a long time to realize that we became our own identity. So the women of today, at my age, were a lot stronger and a lot more independent.
We can change things. We have the ability to change. Just because you're in this place in life does not mean you have to stay in this place in life. I'm faith-based, so my faith teaches me that you can go through trials and tribulations, but you're going to come out on the end. I'm okay being where I am today.